This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Each week I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. The Plaza Theater in Manalapan is doing a bit of time traveling with the nostalgic Brighton Beach memoirs. Ryan Mahana plays Eugene Jerome and Noah Jacobson plays his older brother Stanley. For both young actors, it's a learning experience.
Well, this play, Brighton Beach Memoirs, is a very, very well-known play. Of course, it's Neil Simon, and it's a period piece, I guess we could say, and you guys aren't from that period. You're very contemporary young men. So, first of all, if you would, and I'm going to start with you, Ryan, tell me a little bit about your character, and tell me a little bit about the challenges of playing your role from a very different world than what we live in right now.
He's a 15-year-old boy growing up in 1937. When I think about 15-year-old boys and what I was like many, many years ago at 15, really you have only one or two mindsets, and his one or two mindsets are baseball and girls. Some of the challenges thinking about that were, how would a 15-year-old react? A, as a 15-year-old, because I'm 22, and B, also in that time period that would fit the style, because the way that when I was 15 and the way that 15-year-old boys are now are completely different. The respect level for your parents and your elders are so incredibly important.
Well, Stanley is 18 and a half. He's always doing things for his family. He didn't go to college. He went right to work. Everything he does, I mean, even if it's a mistake, he's doing it with the intention of helping his family. Everybody over the age of seven, you know, at least 18 was working for something. I mean, there's seven people in this house, and that was pretty common, you know, with people living together, grandparents living together. In terms of I have to also bring home a piece of the bread, I wouldn't say that I experience that as much in my life right now. So I think one of the challenges for me was really finding that dependence, the fact that his family depends on him. Also finding the boost in age, kind of, because I started this out, 16, which is only a few weeks ago. I had to grow, you know, a little prematurely.
And Ryan, I would think for you, another challenge would be that Eugene is really in an iconic role now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a trilogy that follows this young man's life. It's certainly been portrayed in film by different actors. When you're approaching a role like that, that has a lot of identification and a lot of people play that, tell me a little bit about that challenge.
You never want to copy another actor's work, because there are certain things that actor did that would never work for me in a million years. So one of the biggest challenges was to take not only their actors, Eugene's, and put it out of my mind, but every high school student in America does it for competitions, for classes. It was really time for me to take time to myself and just think, what are the stakes? What does he want at this point? How is he going to go about getting it? And coming up with my own interpretation, my own intentions, my own tactics, my own objectives to get what I wanted. And that allowed me to create a completely original Eugene, if one can be created.
Brighton Beach Memoirs continues through October 27th. For more information, visit theplazatheater.net. To hear more creative conversations, you can log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.